All right. Anyway, let's just wait. We're ready. So I just sent out a minute ago, just an interesting Lahiris Nasan, which I don't know who that is exactly, some Rav in Bnei Brak. And he quotes an Eretz Tzvi, which I don't know who that is at all. But it's just interesting that because he talks about what we were saying. I was looking to see if anyone would say such a thing, and I basically gave up. But I kept on putting it into the computer in different words, and finally it came up with this. So let me just read it. You know, I just sent it about 5 minutes ago. The Ayin Shaiva Chubis Eretz Svi, Saif Simin Dawit, Shadun, the Misha Eno Matzah Mishum Eretz Shema. And it comes Pesach, and you don't have matzah that's a Shema. So is there any point in eating matzah that's not the Shema? So he says, in Mikomakom Yaukom Matzah Shem Mishum Eretz. You can eat matzah. You get the mitzvah to rice in matzah. In other words, the Torah says you're supposed to have a mitzvah to eat matzah. The Torah says, and the matzah is supposed to be the Shema. So Pashup Shad is, it's one din. It's like the Torah says you're supposed to divorce your wife, and the get has to be written in the Shema. If you give your wife a get that's not written in the Shema, cause of law, sefer krisis. If you would give her a get that's not written in the Shema, it's worthless. You can't say you're on a deserted island, you know, and I don't know how to write a get in the Shema, and the only get I have is shalom in the Shema, it's better than nothing. No, it's nothing. It's not kosher get, it's zero. So a get of shalom in the Shema is nothing. That's for sure. I'm 100% sure no one would declare such a thing. That if you that a get shalom lishma might work to divorce the lady. I mean, there's no shayla, right? That's why we say b'fray nipla, b'fray nipla, because we're nervous of shalom lishma, and if it's shalom lishma, then it gets puzzle. So Bashab Shad is, if the matzah is made shalom lishma, it's not matzah. So just like there's no Indian of eating on Pesach apples, if you don't have matzah, you're going to eat apples. You know, you're going to eat potato latkes. You know, it looks like a matzah. I'm going to make a potato latke in the shape of a matzah. And I don't have any matzah, so I'm going to eat the latkes. So there's no inyan. Maybe I'll memory, whatever. So you shouldn't forget. But that's the mitzah. There's no inyan of eating potato latkes. It has to be matzah. And if it's not matzah, it's not matzah. Period. So the pashtus is, if it's one drasha, one din, the Shema is a chelik of the din of matzah, so it's worth it. But he wants to say this structure that we were saying in our sugya, that the mitzvah that the pasuk says shemartem es hamatzos is not defining what the definition of matzah is, but it's an additional halacha, separate mitzvah, and therefore you can be yaitzi matzah without it. Then he says a big chiddush. The Cain sits shall not in the Shema. Yotli they sit, it's racked in the Shema, no kiyip. Right? In other words, he says that we have a pasuk deed in Tasalach, but the sits of the Shema. He said, if you have a sits shalom in the Shema, you're Mikayim mitzvah sits. Now, I don't know whether you're over in Aveira for the Gabi the Shema, so I'm not sure. He didn't say you should do it. And by matzah, he said you should do it because by matzah, there's no aveira. By tzitzis, is an aveira wearing a beged without tzitzis. So maybe the gabi that din the shmo, it's a beged without tzitzis. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. It doesn't say clearly. I don't have to say for here. But
again, that's again. That's only again, the idea of being an aveira is only in the event that you have.
No, but you're wearing the beged.
Tzitzis, then you're an onis.
There's no
prohibition to wear it.
Yes, there is.
At least midaraisa. Certainly midaraisa, there's not. Perhaps even midarabanan, there's not. Perhaps even midarabanan, there's not.
That's the shayla. It's a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch. If your sitters get pasuls on Shabbos and you can't make it. But there's definitely the norm. Assuming that there's an iser to wear a baguette, arba kafos without sitters. That's the pashtus. I think that's a pashas. I don't know if it is a pashas or not. So assuming, so I'm not sure. But anyway, but he does say that you'll be yaitzi a mitzvah sitzes. Anyway, so this is structurally, I know because structurally, this is the same concept that we have in our sugya. It's the same, it's the exact same concept. We have two psukim on the same din. So do we say that the second pasuk is clarifying the first din, or is it making a second din? So here the nafkamina is, are you yaitzi mitzvahs matzah without mishma? Because your yaitzi one mitzvah is a separate mitzvah. Are you yaitzi mitzvah sittas without mishma? By us it's a shaita, is there two separate mitzvahs? One mitzvah of being ijus demazik, ijus demazik, and then a second mitzvah of ijus demazik. It's two separate dinim. Parshipshat, no, it's not mukhluk feror, but the pashas is, the first side of the rush holds that it's one din, that the pasuk of meitav demazik is really not coming to mechadesh meitav demazik. The pasuk is just qualifying what it means meitav denizik, and it's saying meitav denizik, and if you don't have it, you have to go up, all the way up, until you get to meitav demazik. But there's basically the chiyuv is made of the nizik. There's one chiyuv made of the nizik, and if you don't have it, you just got to pay more until you pay it. So the according to the Rush's first shot, the pasha pshat in the first shot in the rush, and probably you could say other pshat in the first shot also, but the pasha pshat. So the pasha pshat in the Rush's first shot is that he's learning that the second pasuk of made it's like the second pasuk the mashmos or the kra. Which is like a second pasuk, which contradicts the Gzeira Shava. So it's like there's two contradicting psukim here. So the second pasuk is coming to qualify the chiyuv of the first pasuk. And which would be the same thing if you would say by matzah, the din nishma is qualifying what does it mean matzah? And then you would be yaitzi matzah. And the second shot is that no, it's not, it's a separate din. Right. And that's the same, the same chakira. I just wanted to show you that it doesn't say for sure it should done. It sounds like that's what he's inclined. But that this type of chakira is found all over the place. And how do you know which way? In other words, that by get, no one says that Ishma is an added mitzvah. Yet by matzah and tzitzis, he wants to say it's an added mitzvah. Why should that be? So I would suspect it's because by get, it's we read the pasuk. By get, it's in the pasuk of get. It says the cause of law lishma. So that's in the pasuk of get. It says lishma. By tzitzis, the pasuk of Lishma is not even in the parasha of Tzitzis. It's in the parasha of Gedivim, which is, the parasha of Tzitzis is divided in half. By Matzah, I'm not sure. But Shmartem Esa Matzahs is like a whole different, I don't know, is that the same place of Erev Tochel Matzahs? I'm not the Baal Kaira. You know what about Kaira here? I didn't look it up. Erev Tochel Matzahs, Shmartem Esa Matzahs, are they said, written together? Rabbi Meltzer, you're our Bucky. I don't go Chumash Bucky. No? Not helpful. Okay. Anyway, but it's still probably it's two separate psukim. So he considers it two separate dinim. Okay, let's go back to our sugya.
And that's along the lines of what Rabbi was saying last night. A little bit explains why the Torah needed to write a whole second thing as opposed to just...
Right. In other words, the question which I always was bothered is why the Torah divided the Hilchot Tzitzis in half? And there's the Rashi will say in the Chumash, this parsha is to clarify because it was unclear before. So put it all in one place. But it could be, obviously not always, but it could be that this is one of the reasons that sometimes these dinim are not ma'akev, they're only add-ons. They're maybe ma'akev as the add-on, but they're not ma'akev, as the initial din. It's like you get a certain mitzvah without it, or something without it. So then the Torah would be very proper to write in a different place. Does that mean every time writes in a different place, that's pshat? I don't know. You know, I'm obviously not such a bucking called Torah Kuda, and I would doubt if we make such a rule. We get ourselves in big trouble if we make such a rule. But it's a very interesting thing that, you know, it's something that at least in the yeshiva, we were not taught. When I was in yeshiva, I almost, whenever I got to a drasha, I just basically skipped it. Because, like, you know, we don't know anything about drushes. And that's, you know, that was like the attitude. That, you know, we don't know how Yud Gimel Midas work. We don't know drushes. And okay, you know, what's it doing? Take his word for it. They have the drasha. But you see that the depending on how you read the drasha, it creates a tremendous nafka mina lahalacha. And probably that's an R sugya and the sugya of lishma by tzitzis and by matzah. Okay, let's get back to R sugya. Okay, so I got a new name on the screen. I'm trying to figure out who's it. Chia Aryeh? Is that someone new or is that just a different name? We have a new person here. If you, I don't know.
He's been here for a while, Rabbi.
I haven't seen that name. I don't know. I apologize. I apologize. I didn't notice you. All right. Welcome. Even though a belated welcome. You know, my brother, I shouldn't get insulted and tell you. My brother went to yeshiva in Israel for a whole year. And I assume my brother was a pretty big masmid. It was a big yeshiva. And not only did he stay for the whole year, he stayed for the whole Benes Manim. And then he decided, in Elo, he was leaving to go back to wherever he was going back, probably to Lakewood, I don't know, probably Lakewood. So about a day before Elo, he had a flight. So he walked over to the Rosh Hashiva to say goodbye. And the yeshiva said, oh, Shalom Aleichem, a new bachur in the yeshiva.
Rabbi's become more kind, not to mention the name these days.
Well, okay, yes. So the Maisa, I'm not that bad, at least.
Was he was there for the Six-Day War at that time?
It wasn't. My brother wasn't there for the Six-Day War. My brother's not that old. I mean, he's not that old, but he wasn't there for the Six-Day War. He was in Philadelphia. Okay, anyway, now this was in 1970. All right, anyway, but let's get back to our sugya. So we had a shaida in our sugya, which I sent this fiduciary of Aryeh Leib, and I think it's very, very interesting. And I would like to think out, first of all, what he's saying, and then what's really interesting is is there any halachic nafkamina between the way he says it and the way the guy said it. So let's just go over the question and the two possible answers. The question was, the Rush brings the halacha lemaisa that he's noted like the second day, that if you don't have idgis, if you don't have something equal to ziburis denizik, then you have to pay idgis demazik. Right? That's what the Rush is inclined. While he brings a yeshayrim that you could pay the Beninus, which is better than the Zipurus and Nizik. So the question on the floor is, why can't the Mazik say, listen, I'd rather not pay my Idges. I don't want to pay Idges. So I'll give you I'll give you my Beninus. And it's Yesh Bechlau Masayim Mana. So Mimela, I fulfilled the chiyuv of giving you Idgis Denizik. Mimela, I'm not Mechliyim to give you Idgis Demazik. That was our question. You know, it wasn't our question. That's the question on the floor. A lot of people ask that question. Why can't the Mazik go ahead and give his Beninus and be yitzing with that by giving itches through the lumdis of Yesh Bechlau Masai Mano? Also, Rav Gusman asked this question. Obviously, this Rav Aryeh Leib is asking this question. I don't know if there are early people that are asking the question, but I didn't see.
Rebbe, the David Pravarsky quoted the Ritva, who said that Agufa, it's Bichlal Masai Mana, as far as I understood.
Yeah, okay. So I mean, then you could do it. The Rishon that say you could. Okay. So the guy's answer was that listen, it's not in order to be Yesh Bichlal Masai Mana, it has to be equal in every single regard. And there is in a certain regard, there is an advantage of Ziburis over Beninus because you get more land. So therefore, it's not a perfect substitution. You can't go ahead and say, I'm giving you, it just an Izik, because this is not necessary. This is a little bit missing, it just an Izik. In some ways it's better, but it's, as long as in one way it's worse, it's not a valid substitution. In order to be Yesh B'chlal Masai Emunah, you have to be better and not worse in anything. But if you're better in five things and worse in one thing, then you're still not Yesh B'chlal Masai Emunah, because you're not the Mana. Right? So that was what the guys were answering. Okay, it sounds like a definite possibility. I'm not sure. I'm going to have some big bukim on it because, if there's a rave in the world that everyone likes Bainus more than Ziburis, so why should that difference make for a difference?
That might have, it's still not Oso Dover, meaning simply speaking, it needs to be a kiyum of that. If it is distinguishable and that it has milas.
Yeah, but if it's distinguishable,
if it's generally
distinguishable only in milas and not Shrimas.
No, then Echanami. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, in Echanami, if you would have an Anansari that it's Bichlal Masai Mana, then in Echanami. But I thought that you're making a nice argument there that it's not Anansari. I mean, there is what.
Right, but there is a right. But okay, anyway, that was the answer. I'm not going to debate the answer. That was the answer that the guy said. Okay. Now comes along Navaridev, and he says a different answer. He says a much more lumdisha answer, right? What's his answer? It's a little complicated. His answer is that without the pasuk, it's clear in the Gemara that without the pasuk, you wouldn't be, even according to the first lashon in the Rush, you wouldn't be obligated to go up. Because even though you have a chiyuv to pay beit of the nizik, if you only have, you have two fields, one worth more than Meitav of the Nizik and one worth less than Meitav of the Nizik, without a second pasuk, you would give less, not more. So in other words, it's not what I would have thought. I would have thought that if you have a chiyuv, then listen, you got to make yotze your chiyuv. And if it means spending more money to be yotze your chiyuv, tough luck on you. If I owe $15, I only have a 20. And then you got to give the 20. You can't say, well, I don't have change. If I owe $15, I only have a 20, and then my airplane is leaving, and I go to the storekeeper, I say, listen, I owe you $15. I only have a 10 and a 20. What can I do? My plane's leaving in 5 minutes. So I'm sorry, you give me the 20, or come back in Gilgal, right? That was.
I mean, Rebbe, you are being Yotze. You're giving them about the money.
Wasn't that the
right? But since over here there's a fee of a meitiv, so I would have thought that isn't it? With even out of pasuk, if there's a fee of a meitiv, it's just a nizik, and you have ziburis is less and benis is more, so you gotta give more. But obviously I'm wrong. I'm not arguing the point. Obviously, I'm wrong that the chi of Zibidjis is different than the chi of money. To be chi of money, of value, if you don't have change, I'm sure the halacha is that if you walked in, you told the Nazik, listen, I have a 10 and a 20 and I owe you 15 and I'm leaving on the boat, and the Nazik says, I don't have change, you're obligated to give the 20. I don't have a doubt that you're chi to do that. Otherwise,
$19.98.
What?
Even with $10.02.
Right, because you otherwise you didn't fulfill your chiyuv. You're gonna be in Shemayim, lo yivrasha v'lo mishaleh. So you want to be left alive in Russia without mishadim. So you have no bread. You got to get more. But apparently, you see this from the Gemara, that without a second pasuk, even though there's a chiyuv of a meitav of the nizik, and you could give meitav of the nizik by giving your beinonis, which is better, but you're not mechuyev. You give less. That's the fresh in the Gemara. So the question is, what's the kamashman on? So the Rav Arye Naim is saying that even after the kamashman on, the pasuk is sticking with that havamina. That havamina is locked in. That's yashrus. The Hazal understood the yashrus hatayra that al sedin meitiv. If you don't have the money, you're not mechuyev to go up. You're allowed to go down. Therefore, the pshat in the Torah, when the Torah says to give, it just the second pasuk is not telling you that. It's saying, what can you do? You got to give this to Yitzi Idris and Nizik. No, Idris and Nizik, you would never have to go up. And therefore, the Torah is saying, but now, so that means though that you're not obligated to go up, but you're not fulfilling Idris and Nizik, because the din is you're going to go down, but that's also not Idris and Nizik. So you're not mechuyev to go up, and you're not, and going down is not such a good option, because then you're not yotzi the din of idus and nizik. So therefore, the Torah says, since the means that comes out that we can't get on you, b'shas hezek, achalois chiyev, idus and nizik, because you can't go. We can't go. Going up is not an option. And going down is not an idus and nizik. So maybe it's chayon you a chalos idus the mazik. That's how he's saying it. Because at the time of the hezek, so you can't get a din of idus and nizik. So then you go ahead and you get a din of idus the mazik.
Is it interesting that there's a chalais din? Like, the mazik could pay kesef if he wants. Like, I wouldn't have thought there's a chalais din of what type of meitav there is.
Yeah. Well, okay. I guess he's saying there is. He's saying that what that Mark was din meitav din nizik lo chalad of klawa din meitav kimin shal chalad of din meitav din nizik chalad of din meitav din mazik. So you can't get a din of meitav din nizik. So therefore, it's chalad of him a din of meitav din mazik. Right. Okay.
And then simply speaking, as far as that previous question, he's learning it's chal on the karka. The Hainu, it's a chal achiev on the karka. That karka is mechuyev to the ezek.
Okay.
Since no such karka exists, it's rather chal on the alternate karka.
Okay. So that's again. So we got two possible answers. I want to get this figured. This is very interesting.
But would this whole issue of Meitav, if Meitav the Nizik was more than Meitav the Mazik?
What?
If Meitav the Nizik was more than Meitav the Mazik, but he doesn't have Meitav the Nizik. So then we would say he's still to get Meitav of the Mazik. I mean, it could be flipped.
There's a din, you never have to go and buy extra land. So if the Meitav of the Mazik is more than Meitav of the Nizik, there's nothing to talk about. Because Taiva says,
does he still have to give at least Meitav to Nizik?
He has to give his Meitav. There's only one Meitav.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Does he still have to give his Meitav? Or can he just, since he can't give
him? No, he would have to give his Meitav, of course, yes.
Why is that obvious?
Because you have to give, if you can't give Meitav to Nizik, you're paying Meitav to Mazik.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So it goes either way. It goes whether it's higher, whether it's lower, then if this is where it comes in both ways.
Okay. Fine. I agree. So it comes out again. So it comes out again. The person, we have a case. The guy has his ziburis is worth less. His banis are worth more. The din is he's mechuyev to give ijis, his ijis. So we're saying the svara is because his bainis might not really be ijis and izik because it's not as much karka. And this Rav Aryeh Leib is saying, really, in theory, the bainis is ijis and izik. That is because Yesh Beklal Masayim Ana. But since it's more, the Chalois Chiyav could never be Chau on it. It's a fulfillment of Ijis and Izik, because Yesh Beklal Masayim Ana. But the Chiyav couldn't be Chau on it because it's more. And since the Chiyav couldn't be Chau on it, so the Chiyav had to be Chau on something else. Because at the time of the Hezek, the chiyav has to be chav on that. If it can't be, if you're working with Tom Ijis and Nizek, you can't be chav on that because it's more, even though it's yesh bechlam masayim ana. Therefore, but you got to get a chiyav on meitav, so it's chav on the other than meitav. Okay, so now I have $1 million shayla for you.
Hey, Rebbe, doesn't it sound like from here?
Can I ask my $1 million shayla? I'm so excited with my $1 million shayla. My $1 million shayla is, what would be, we don't pass like Rabbi Yishmael, so it's not really, but what would be a nafkamina la halacha between the guy's answer and Rav Aryeh Leib's answer? This is a hard question, but it's a good question because when you get the answer, it helps crystallize the difference to two pshatim. I'll let you people think for a minute.
What if the guy says he's willing to accept the Beinonis as his Meitav?
That should be good according to everybody, because that becomes Meitav.
But according to Rav Aryeh Leib, we don't have any more Meitav than Izak.
Well, according to Rav Aryeh Leib, you don't have any more. Oh, okay.
Tricky, because the Gemara says
I would say he's willing to accept it. All right.
I mean, simply speaking, that doesn't work. The Gemara itself is not like that.
The guy said he wouldn't accept it. He's willing to accept it, though. It's like, I don't know. He wouldn't accept it. It might be good to everyone. I don't know.
The Gemara is explicit that if you're willing to, if he wants that land, me'ezitam, I mean, pashup shot me'ezitam, that makes it edis.
Yeah. What if the value of the karka went up? So according to the guy's shot,
it doesn't matter. You pay when you the shas pay. You go by the value of a shas payment, I assume.
No, I mean according to Rav Aryeh Leib, by the chalos, if let's say the beinonis was worth it like it is to nizik, so then it would be chal.
I mean, if at the time of the hezek it was a perfect match, and then later it changed.
Right.
Okay, that could be a difference. That could be a difference. Yeah, I agree. Okay, what else?
What's could Rebbe just explain what that difference is?
That's a complicated difference. So I'm trying to get a simpler difference. His difference is that if at the time of the Hezek, the Mazik had Ziburis that was a perfect match to the Nizik Ziburis.
If you acquired afterward,
and then later it went down. It went up, and it became better than the Nizik Ziburis.
What about the case that I was saying, where the idius of the Nizik is actually worth of the Mazik? I'm sorry, is actually worth less than the idius of the Nizik. So according to the guy's pshat, there'd be no point in paying idius anymore, right? Because it's worth less. So once it's less, you could pay even less. You don't have to pay your
idiots. No, still it's you're obligated to do the it is the magic.
Rebbe, how about if you, if, after acquired, it is the nizik lechor would be a nafkamina.
Yeah, okay, that was what I thought. It's like the easy nafkamina. In other words, according to what would happen, we have this case. The guy has, you know, he has these three fields. And we tell him, you got to pay Idjus to Mazik. He says, I don't want to pay Idjus to Mazik. So you know what he does? He takes his bane in his field and he barter? What's the word? He switches it. Okay, things look not English. He switches it with his next door neighbor, which it makes it exactly like the Idjus of the Nizik.
He could buy it with cash.
Well, okay, buy with cash. If he has cash already, then there's no problem. He can just not give the cash. So.
But he doesn't have to pay cash. He can give.
Okay, but that's like a crazy nafkamina. So we'll make it like he wants to go ahead and he's going to somehow or another, he doesn't have cash, but he'll figure out an eitzah to somehow or another get a field which is equal to the idjus of the nizik. So according to the guys, listen, now I can go ahead and I can give you that field. Listen, because the fact that the time of the Hezek, I didn't have it, is irrelevant. My fee of it is to pay you Idjus to Nizik. If I can't pay you Idjus to Nizik, I bet you have to pay you Idjus to Mazik. But if somehow or another, now the mice of the Baininess, if it's better, it's not Idjus to Nizik. So you know what I did? I go ahead and I make holes in my Baininess, right? I go ahead, the guy tells me, that your bananas is too good, and therefore that would be a better example, right? The guy says your bananas is better quality than my Buddhist. So he takes some salt and he throws it on his field, and now it's not such good quality. Now it's equal to your field. So then what?
That would devalue the field. It's not just an issue of preference.
Okay, but he doesn't mind. He'll give him the same amount of land. He'll give him more land. He doesn't care. He's ready to do that. He doesn't want to give up his bananas. So he'll go to the rock store and buy some rocks and dump a bunch of rocks on his field, his bananas field, and turn into Ziburis, right? He'll get a bunch of rocks. And he'll say, okay, so I'll make my bainus into Ziburis. So according to the guys, it would work. Now we can go ahead and say, oh, now I have a perfect match. I'm chayiv to pay either or, either Idjus to Nizik or Idjus to Mazik. I have a perfect match. I mean, just as the Nizik. It wasn't that way at the time of the Hezek. So what? There's no chiv. It has to be that way at the time of the Hezek. The mice, I got a perfect match. I'm yotzi my chiv tashlumim. And that's in Shalom Yisrael. But according to this Rav Aryeh Lev, it would come out that since at the time of the Hezek, you did not have Idjus and Nizik. So the chiyuv was chal on the Idjus to Mazik, because really, according to Avari Leib, you do have a perfect match. Later, when you go ahead later and you want to give him the bananas, is Yesh B'chlal Masayim Ana. But the guy says it's too bad. Even though you're giving me, you know, that's the difference. According to Avari Levine, really it is Yesh B'chlal Masayim Ana. So really, you are trying to give me a perfect match. And even though you're giving me a perfect match, I can demand Idjus of the Mazik. So the same thing would be true if you buy or you acquired a perfect match. It makes no difference because according to Avari Levine, Yesh B'chlal Masayim Ana, the Bainanis is a perfect match and yet you can't give it. So who would then, if you acquired a perfect match, if you acquired Ziburis and Idjus and Nizik, it also wouldn't make any difference, right?
And if a case where there was a price fluctuation and now my stuff is not worth the same amount as before, wouldn't that also help out?
No, because you pay according to the price when you hand it over.
No, but not the price. Not the price. What was considered idiot then has changed since the time of the damage.
Okay, it would be the same idea. Right, the same thing. Basically, in other words, according to the Avariyaleh, even if for whatever reason you have a perfect Idjus to Nizik, because he's really saying that's really what he's really saying. That's the case. He's saying that he's not denying that Yesh Bechlam Messiah Mana. He's saying it's even though Yesh Bechlam Messiah Mana. See, it's very interesting. We the way the guys were saying the question was Yesh Bechlam Messiah Mana. So there's two different approaches of answering the question. The guy's answer was, you don't say here Yesh, it's not true. It's not Yesh Bechlam Messiah Mana because it has some chisarin. His answer is, yes, it is true. It is Yesh Bechlam Messiah Mana. It is a perfect substitution. It's Bechlam Messiah Mana, but Aval Bikain, the Chiyav was already, it's too bad because the Chiyav is Chal on the it's just a Mazik. So the Nafkamina, the blatant Nafkamina would be, if you get a perfect substitution, if you get mamish and a perfect substitution, then everyone agrees it's a perfect substitution. According to the guy's chat, of course it'd be good because it's exactly the same. I'm playing Idris and Nizek. I didn't have it at the time of the Hezek, so what? I don't have to give you the land. If I acquire land later, I'm allowed to give you land that I acquire later. There's no din. I only have to give you the land that I owned at the time of the Hezek. I don't believe there's such halacha. I can give you whatever land I get. So according to this, that'll be the most simple nafkamina. It's a very, very big nafkamina. According to the guys, if the mazik somehow or another, whether he turns the land into it or the price fluctuation or he acquires it or whatever it is, or he barters it, if he gets a piece of land, which is exactly Idris and Nizek, he could give it. And according to Avaryadev, it's too bad. He wasn't going to help you because the Chiyav is Chal already on Idris and Mazik. Right? That would be the difference.
Wait, would you say that based on this understanding of Avaryadev, that the reason for Idris and Mazik, I mean, it is the Nizik is different from what we understood it, meaning it's some type of like Gzeres Akasav type of thing, as opposed to what we were saying that it's like a convenience.
I don't know what you have a valid the question. I was gonna let me can I wait a minute? Let me wait. In other words, we'll wait for the question. All right. Let me wait. Let me just.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So is this okay? This nafkamina. It's a pretty straightforward nafkamina. That according to the Avaryadev, really is Yesh Bechlam Messiah Mana, and Abba Bikain, it doesn't help you. So the same thing would be true if you got an exact perfect. If it's mamish, the same thing. It wouldn't help you either. You'd have to pay it just the mazik. According to the guys, the whole answer was it's not Yesh Bechlam Messiah Mana. So if you really had a Yesh Bechlam Messiah Mana or you had a mana, then of course it would be good. Okay. All right. Now the second question which was being asked, we also asked yesterday, is the Maisa, in other words, We don't want to make the Torah totally illogical. We like, even though so according to the guy's chat, the Torah is not being so illogical. The Torah is being somewhat logical. The Torah says, we want to give you Idris and Nizik. We think that's what makes a Nizik happy. When you give your Beinonis, you're not really giving him Idris and Nizik. Aye, but you gotta make him happy. So instead, we tell you, give him Idris to Mazik. That's the way you're gonna make him happy. Which Parshipshat, this is what we saw in the, I don't remember who it was. Was it Rav David Fabowski? That he had this Shaila, whether the din Idris to Mazik in Rabbi Yishmael, is it the same din, it's just the mazik, as in Rabbi Akiva, right? That was his shaila, right? In other words, we'll say it the way people say the shaila. The Gemara later has an aboy B'shaloim shamin or b'shaloim shamin. Right? The Gemara says, that's in, the Gemara only has that a boy in Rabbi Akiva, not in Rabbi Yishmael. So in Rabbi Akiva, there's an aboy, when you say it is the mazik, are you yaitzi that it, then it is the mazik with shoyim em shaman? Now the logic is because the purpose of ijis is that the guy can sell it. So if it's shoyim, so he can sell it. So what? So that's good enough. So the shaila is, and this is what David Babowski was clearing in the Rabbi Yishmael, where the Torah says that we have a choice. You have to do Ijis and Nizik. If you can't do Ijis and Nizik, you have to do Ijis and Mazik. So is Ijis the Mazik because of that you can sell it? Or is Ijis the Mazik because that's because it's the same advantage as Ijis and Nizik because it makes the Nizik happy? Right, that was right. In other words, because do we want to keep it on the same, do we want to assume that the two dinim ijis are for the same purpose? It's sort of like a little bit, you know, the Rush's lashon was, if you can't do ijis to nizik, you gotta do ijis to mazik. And Rabbi Meltzer said, it's mashma and the Rush, it's like there's some common denominator in ijis. But if you're learning, if the ijis and nizik is to make the nizik happy, and the ijis and mazik is because you can, it's easy to sell, they're not really so much common denominator. I mean, maybe you could make it, you know, since it, but it's not really, it's not that much a common denominator. So, you know, there's a question is that maybe in Rabbi Yishmael, when the Torah said Ijis Damazik, that Ijis Damazik is going to be a different type of Ijis Damazik of Rabbi Akiva's Ijis Damazik. Right? That was his Shaida, right? That was his Shaida. That was the Rav Verbowski Shaida.
Why isn't the fact that the Gemara later, as Rabbi said, only asked that in Rabbi Akiva answer the Shaila?
Okay, because there's so much Torah over there. There's a Marshan, and everybody discusses it over there. So it's not like, you know, we're going to make our own diyukim. Okay, now, if you learn, on the other hand, like Rav Arya Leiv, this is what I think Yitzhak Kramer was pointing out, it's very funny, because it is the Nizik is for the purpose of making the Nizik happy. Now, the Torah says, oh, if you can't get Ijis to Nizik, you gotta switch Ijis to Mazik. Now, why is the Torah switching you to Ijis to Mazik? So if you're gonna say it's because they wanna make you the Nizik happy, so it's a funny thing. So why did Torah jump all the way to Ijis to Mazik? They should have just switched to Beninus to the Mazik. Because Beninus and Mazik is Yesh B'Klal Masayimana, right? In other words, why in the world is the Torah jumping? It's a Mudna Torah. The Torah was happy with Ijis and Nizik. Ijis and Nizik was fine. Now they can't be Mechayimi Ijis and Nizik. So why aren't you Mechayimi Beninus? And Yesh B'Klal Masayimana? Why in the world would the Torah create such a din that you have to go ahead and pay Ijis the Mazik? See, according to the guys, it's not fair. According to the guys, the Torah was sensitive to the fact that it could be that it's not Yesh B'Klal Masayimana. So we want Ijis the Nizik, and the next best thing to Ijis the Nizik is Ijis the Mazik. It's the closest. It's the closest thing to the, you know, because we have to compensate for the chisaron. It's not as good because it's less ground. So at least we compensate by giving it just a mazik. Okay, we're compensating. I don't know, something. But the
why can't Rabbi Levi hold like the guy's plus? Maybe he holds the psychological, but he still holds
it. No, because his whole purpose was because he was holding his whole kasha was Yesh Bechlal Masayim Mana. So he's locked in and he says, yes, Yesh Bechlal Masayim Mana is true. He's saying Yesh Bechlal Masayim Mana is true. So it means he's not accepting the guides. He's saying it is Yesh Bechlal Masayim Mana. But Abal PK, since the chiyuv wasn't chal on it, so the Torah made a different chiyuv. Now, why? Okay, it's fine in the words of the pasuk. The question we're asking is that even if it fits into the words of the pasuk, and it fits into the words of the Gemara, but the chara, we don't want to make things exeris akasif that's totally illogical. So the Gemara, the Rosh is medayik from the lashon of the Gemara, but based on the lashon of the pasuk, that the point of our day, the pasuk is saying that if you don't have the chalos chiyuv on the idus to nizik, chal b'shas hezik, so the chiyuv is going to be chal on the idus to mazik, and that's what the pasuk is saying. In fact, I have no kasha on where he gets it from the Gemara, and where the Gemara got it from the pesukim, and it's very nice. But it's just making, the problem is that it's making the Torah like very strange. It's like you're moving the shoe to a different, you know, the problem, the shoe to a different foot. The problem, you know, is instead of being a problem, we ask the Kasha on the Rush, why the Rush isn't making any sense. Yesh b'chlal masayim mana. So the art of Arya Leif to answer that problem, but not really, because now you have a kasha in the Torah. Why did the Torah do this? Since it is the din of Yesh Bechlal Masayim Mana. So why would the Torah make the chiyuv on the idus to mazik when they could have just made it on the bainus to mazik and get Yesh Bechlal Masayim Mana? So right, it's just moving the problem. It's the same problem. It just moved to the next step. Now, Rav Arya, maybe you probably know he's a brisker. I think he is a brisker, no? So he'll say, you can't ask kashas on the Torah. But Torah doesn't have to be logical. I don't know. But we don't like that answer.
What if he definitely holds that Rav Shmuel is just like Rabbi Akiva on what if it goes atheist?
But it doesn't make sense. Rabbi Shmuel definitely holds that if you have Idris and Nizik, that's good enough. Whatever the Hezber is. So the Torah is happy, is satisfied with Idris and Nizik. And then you, even though you're only giving yours to Buddhists, the Torah is satisfied with that. Now we have a case where you can't go ahead and give him Idris and Buddhists. So the Torah is making contingency plan. So what is the logic? Why the Torah would come along and say, okay, so you know what you have to do? I would be happy with Idris and Nizik. But listen, you can't do it. You can't have it. So you know what? We're going to make a new chiyuv. It's just a mazik. Why would the Torah do that? Why would the Torah just say, you know what you have to do? If you can't get it just an izik, you have to give a little more. And be yaitse with yesh b'chlal masayim mana. You know, that would get exactly what the Torah wants, because the Torah is happy with it just an izik, and you would be mechayim the mazik less. So why is the Torah, it's like making the Torah irrational. The Torah is happy with Idris and Nizik.
So that's basically asking for Torah. This is Idris and Nizik
because it's Yesh B'chlal Masayim Mana.
But that's his first Torah.
You couldn't be Mechayev and B'shas Nefira. So, but now you're making up a new Chiyuv to create a Chiyuv. So instead of making up the new Chiyuv to the Idris and Mazik, make up that the new Chiyuv is that you do go up. And you go up to Beinonis.
That's his course Torah is, even though there is Yesh B'chlal, you still have to give Idias the Mazik.
The question is why? It's not logical. It's making the Torah. I see how he sees it from the Pasuk, but he's making the Torah, making a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so it's being irrational. Kodesh Baruch Hu, if the person would give Idias the Nizik, would you be happy? Yes. So why don't you mechayiv him to give bainus? I can't be mechayiv him to give bainus because that's more than idus and nizik. I can't be mechayiv him to give more. Oh, okay. So what do you do? I had a problem. I could be mechayiv him to give more because I can't be mechayiv him to give more. I can't be mechayiv him to get him to give less. Oh, then I'm not going to get injured in nizik. So you know what my solution? I came up with a solution. Give mega chia of injured the mazik. I mean, there's like a simple solution. You know, the simple solution is mechayiv him to give a little more. And then you get everyone's happy.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this makes sense. Maybe I'm really just repeating the question, but I think I could hear this a little bit. If we say, right, it's two different systems. The system of Idis Denizik is to be metav, to make him happy. And the Mazik or Bikiva system is to be liquid so it could be sold. So then maybe Hashem's hands were tied, Chavi Yachal. The Yashrus is, like Rebbe said in the beginning, we see that from the fact that without the Pasuk, we wouldn't have thought you have to go up. So the Yashrus is that if you're trying to be metav to the Nizik, the Torah cannot demand you do more. So in a case where the Mazik doesn't have that, the Torah can't say, okay, so give him B'chlam L'saimo and I'll give him the Beinonis. That's more. And it's not Yashristik that I should have to give him more just to make him happy. But it is Yashristik, this other system that I'm giving him kark in place of money.
Yeah, I believe it or not, I actually thought of that. But it's not so simple.
What you're saying is
that we don't understand why, but there's, it's the Torah. You can't just say the Torah should have done something. Certain things are against Yashrus. The Torah cannot say your chiyuv is made of the nizik, but you got to give more to give yaitzi made of the nizik. That's somehow again some rule in Ruchnius. There's some mystical rule in Ruchnius. You can't do that. So that's a no-no. So the Torah couldn't do that. So the only Eitza, in other words, it's like...
Let's say okay, it doesn't have any lands.
It's sort of like when it's like I'm trying to give a mashal. There's so we're having here in Miami a tumult. Someone wants to... So talking about starting a new high school. Someone's always talking about starting a new high school. That's every other week. So the line of the person that wants to start a new high school is because Torah's Chaim high school has problems. So it's easier to start a new one and avoid the problems in the beginning than fix the old problems. Right? So that's a little bit what you're saying. You're saying if you stick with the old system, the Torah has, Hashem has a system. Hashem has a system of Meitav the Nizik. Now there's a problem. You can't be Mechayiv a Meitav the Nizik to make the guy pay more than he had Meitav the Nizik. So you can't do that. That's against Yashrus. So to fix that would mean but Hashem wants the Nizik to get paid more. But in order to fix it, the solution to say that you have to pay more than Meitav the Nizik is not a solution. You can't do things like that. So what you have to do is rebuild a new chiyah from scratch. You rebuild a new chiyah from scratch. Okay, then no one can have any objections from rebuilding a new chiyah from scratch. Okay.
Well, not so simple. Let's say the Nizik didn't have any lands. So then you should argue that the ziburis of the Nizik is better than whatever he has is going to be considered better because the Nizik has no lands. So you wouldn't say that. You'd say in that case, Lachari has to give the idius of the Mazik.
Yes, okay, that's fine. That I understand. That they say Rekiv Eger asked that kasha. That why did the Gemara, that's not a good kasha. Why did the Gemara, when the Gemara and Rabbi Yishmael wants to speak about why you need two psukim, so why did the Gemara have to come out to this funny case that the Idis of the Nizik is in the middle of the Beinus and Ziburis? The Gemara should just pick the simple case where the Nizik has no property. I mean, that would be the most simplest case. Like Mark said, Rabbi Shmuel could say, Ahanik there shava hanikra. Ahanik there shava, when the Nizik has property, you do Idis the Nizik. And Ahanikra, when the Nizik doesn't have property, so then you got to go to the Idis the Mazik.
What does that mean that he doesn't have property? What did he damage?
He doesn't own land. Idris is only a din in land, the chayra.
He damaged his shor or his car, or whatever.
He damaged his shor, his metal to him. And the mazik wants to pay land. So
Bar Yalev would say this is the same case. He'll tell you that this is the same case. If he has this inferior land, it's like he's like a person who doesn't own land. We would go with the idiots, the mazik.
Okay, but we're asking Rav Ari Lev that why would the Torah could have, so to speak, from our perspective, except that Rafi's saying if our perspective is not right, the Torah could have made a simple solution and said, you know what, you're obligated to go up. And if in order to yitzay yidus the nizik, you're obligated to go up the bainanus.
So then according
Torah could have done that solution. And the mazik would have been much happier with that solution. Because then the mazik would have gotten away with just paying bainanus without yidus. So why in the world, and the nizik would be happy because he's getting yesh b'chlal masayimana. So why is it the world that the Torah go ahead and it's like an overkill.
The Torah makes a brand new din,
which is not necessary, so seemingly, and it hurts the mazik more than necessary. All the Torah had to do is just say that even though your property is worth more, you got to give a little more.
So in the case where the nizik doesn't have any lands, why don't we just say that the mazik can give his ziburis because it's better off than what the nizik has?
Oh, okay, because it doesn't have anything. It's not called dead at all.
So if he has a tiny little crop in the corner of one thing, which is worth a tiny bit, so then we're all of a sudden going to count. What's considered something that we're going to be able to count that?
Okay, I don't know, but whatever is something is something.
So whatever that's something, that's not enough. It's the mazik then.
Okay, I don't know. There's a shir, what's called a something that counts for ages, and halacha. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, what it counts.
So, but if it's not, if he can't give idiyus to nizik, then we say we have a different din. It's a din of idiyus to mazik then. There's no yesh b'chal.
Okay, all right, okay. All right, let me go. So that just summarizes. We have
Rabbi, if we're really working, can I summarize?
Because we want to end. And then I'll stay at the end. But let me summarize because it's time. We have like this. What we did is we have a kasha on the Russian second shot. Why can't you go ahead and pay the edges of the? Why can't you pay your bananas and be yitzi that you're paying the edges to nizik through the lumnus of yesh b'chlal masayimana? So the guy's answer is because it's not a perfect yesh b'chlal masayimana. Even though in many ways it's better, but in some ways it's worse. And once it's one way it's worse, it's not a perfect yesh b'chlal masayimana. That's what the guys are saying. And the Rav Ari Lev says a different answer. Rav Ari Lev says that the answer is because the chiyuv wasn't chal and the shas nezek can't be chal and more. So therefore, once b'shas nezek, it's too late. The chiyuv is already chal on the chiyuv is chal on the edges of the mazik, and it's too late. Once the chiyuv chal on the edges of the mazik, so you can't pay the bainus because it's too late. The chiyuv is chal on the edges of the mazik. So we said there'd be a tremendous nafkamina. Is what would happen is after the hezek, you would go in and acquire and somehow or another receive the edges, an exact duplicate of the edges of the nizik. According to the guy's chat, Avada, you would be able to pay that. Well, according to Rav Ari Lev, you couldn't pay it because it's too late. The fear was already chal on the edges to mazik. That was one thing. And then we had a second shaila is whether when the Torah said, when this din of Idris to Nizah, the Mazik, in Rabbi Yishmael, is that the same din or a different din as the Idris to Mazik in Rabbi Akiva? So what I like to do for tomorrow, the end of the week, we'll try and finish off this sugya, is there's a marsha with a carne, with a lot of people on it. But the marsha discusses this last shaiva. It's an easy reading, Marsha, and there's a Karni Re'em on it. The Marsha is on the beginning of Zion Amud Beis. The one Marsha on Zion Amud Beis. And then there's a Karni Re'em, which quotes our Rush. So now there is a bunch of other in the newfangled fancy Gemaras, they quote a bunch of other people that talk on that Marsha too. So I didn't get a chance to look at them, so I can't tell you which one. He says Rekiv Eger talks on the Marsha. Other people, I don't know. But there is Shash also talks on the Marsha also.
So we have to see that Gemara and Tosis there.